is Justin Wong. It's Overseas Experience, your international news update on 95BFM.
Welcome back to The Wire. This week on International Desk, we are travelling to Southeast Asia, to Myanmar, where there has been a military coup against the democratically elected government. Myanmar's military had launched a coup against the country's democratically elected government and seized power, detaining President Win Myint and State Councillor Aung San Suu Kyi. Earlier this week, on Monday morning, military-owned TV stations announced that power has been transferred to the military's commander-in-chief, Min Aung Hlaing, while ministers of the democratically elected government and members of the National League for Democracy Party were detained. The military also imposed a curfew and a one-year state of emergency and replaced the government with a junta composed of 11 members. It also said it will be organising, quote, free and fair multi-party general elections once the emergency is over.
In order to perform scrutiny on the voter lists and take actions, the authority of the nation's lawmaking, governance and jurisdiction is handed over to the Commander-in-Chief, according to the 2008 Constitution, Article 418.
As of yesterday, documents showed that Aung San Suu Kyi has been charged with illegally importing and possessing walkie-talkies in her home in the Burmese capital of Naa Pi Thau, while President Win Myint was accused of breaking pandemic social distancing rules by meeting supporters in a motorcade during last year's elections. This power grab comes before a new parliament is due to sworn in and after last November's election, which Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party won a landslide against the military-backed Union Solidarity and Development Party. But the military immediately claimed after the election that there is electoral fraud and did not roll out a coup, despite there is no evidence supporting their claims. Al Jazeera's Ali Fao reports.
Tension on the streets of Myanmar this week as the country braces for a possible political crisis.
We're not saying the military will take power, but we're not saying it won't either.
This was the moment that it all began. In a press conference on Tuesday, military spokesperson Zaw Min Tun refused to rule out the possibility of a coup. The following day, military chief Min Aung Hlaing stoked fears when he said the constitution should be repealed if it was not abided by. The comments follow weeks of complaints from the military of voter fraud in November's election and demands for an investigation.
But the Burmese military's strong influence in politics dates all the way back to the country's independence from Britain in 1948, when it was founded by General Aung San, the architect of modern Myanmar and the father of Aung San Suu Kyi herself. Well, how he achieved Myanmar's independence from Britain during the Second World War and aftermath is a remarkable story, but frankly, that's for another time. Despite Aung San was assassinated in 1947 in a plot orchestrated by U Saw, who is Burma's last prime minister during British rule before the Second World War, his popularity as the founding father of the new republic gave the military the reputation as the institution that liberated the nation from British colonial oppression. Fast forward to 1962, the military led by General Ne Win overthrew the civilian government and began a two-decade-long totalitarian one-party rule, which banned all opposition and introduced the Burmese Road to Socialism ideology that nationalized almost the entire Burmese economy and led to the country's near-total isolation from the international community. Any resistance was brutally suppressed, with the military cracking down on the student protests in 1988 that killed thousands of people. Here's the BBC's Jonathan Head.
Months of sporadic protest mushroomed on the 8th of August into a mass uprising against a despised military government. It wasn't just students. Burmese people from all walks of life came out to demand democracy. But the military responded, as they had before, with lethal force.
Despite agreeing to transfer power back to a democratically elected government that saw Myanmar having its first elections just 5 years ago in 2015. The current constitution that was adopted in 2008, and curiously enough, written by the military junta back then, still allows a strong military presence in the government. It reserves a quarter of all parliamentary seats for serving military officials, which gave it the power to veto any constitutional changes proposed by civilians. And this arrangement basically strong-arms the civilian government into supporting policies backed by the military, especially on repressing ethnic minority rights, which led to Myanmar and Aung San Suu Kyi herself, despite winning a Nobel Peace Prize for human rights, condemned internationally for keeping silent on the humanitarian crimes committed against the Muslim Rohingya minority. Yes, and internationally, there has been quite strong condemnation towards the coup. The UN has condemned the coup itself, and as well as New Zealand, with Foreign Minister Nanaia Mohuta saying that, including New Zealand's Nanaia Mohuta, calling for the swift release of those political actors detained, including State Councillor Aung San Suu Kyi and President U Win Myint, and for a rapid return to civilian rule. The US also has also condemned the actions conducted by the Burmese military, with White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki and Secretary of State Antony Blinken also releasing statements denouncing these actions. And the President, Joe Biden himself, he said in a statement on Monday that, quote, for almost a decade, the people of Burma, or that's another name for Myanmar, have been steadily working to establish elections, civilian governance, and the peaceful transfer of power. That progress should be respected. And he also said the United States removed sanctions on Burma over the past decade based on progress towards democracy, and the reversal of that progress will necessitate an immediate review of our sanction laws and authorities, followed by appropriate action. Yes. And just for an anecdote, the decades-long sanctions placed on Burma, on Myanmar, were reversed by the Obama administration, where President Biden was vice president. But on the other hand, China has been very careful with its wording on describing the events in Myanmar, with state news agency Xinhua and Global Times, when reporting on the events on Monday, they did not describe it as a military takeover or a coup, but simply by saying a major cabinet reshuffle. And on the other hand, them, alongside with Russia, have already blocked a UN Security Council statement that condemned the military coup that happened there. So, but why is that happening? Well, it's always a little bit of geopolitics being played on, because since what happened with the Rohingya minority under a couple of years ago, Myanmar was once again getting isolated from the international community, and Aung San Suu Kyi had very little choice and have to turn to China for Beijing to protect them, protect their diplomatic interests at the UN, and to block any statements condemning that the country had conducted any humanitarian crimes against any ethnic minorities. And in return, now because Aung San Suu Kyi's government has been removed from power, and China probably needs to avoid has to avoid any wording that portrays the military junta in a negative way, to maintain their friendly relationship with Myanmar. And yes, we will be keeping an eye on this, and it's a developing story.
Overseas Experience with Justin Wong, only on 95 BFM.